From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting President Obama is set to make an historic trip to Cuba. His visit will have the effect of moving the two nations closer after 55 years of broken ties. Mr. Obama will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and with Cuban dissidents. VOA's White House correspondent Mariela Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mariela Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Meanwhile, a cruise ship rescued 18 Cuban migrants off the coast of Florida Friday, ending a trip, in which the migrants said 9 other people died. Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas picked up the migrants Friday just west of Marco Island. The people on board said they had been at sea for 22 days. They were treated for severe dehydration and given medical treatment in Cozumel, Mexico, Saturday. The U.S. Coast Guard says that crossing attempts have risen steadily since President Obama announced efforts to renew diplomatic relations with Cuba in December of 2014. This is VOA News. The top suspect in the terror attacks on Paris last November was discharged from a hospital in Brussels Saturday and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve called the capture of the 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. The minister says France will continue to equip law enforcement and will keep security tight as the threat level remains extremely high. Abdeslam's lawyer, Sven Marie, says he will fight efforts to extradite his client to France.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
Abdeslam was considered the ringleader of the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. At least 2 Americans were among those killed in a suicide bomb blast in Istanbul Saturday. 36 other people were wounded, including 7 in serious condition. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Istanbul Governor Vahşip Şahin explained the decision to ban Nevroz Kurdish New Year celebrations.
Nevroz'la ilgili ilimizde gerekli her türlü tedbirler en üst seviyede alınmıştır.
He says the government received several requests for celebrations, but rejected them in consideration of the safety of people who would attend the events. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian officials investigating the crash of a Fly Dubai 737 in Rostov-on-Don Saturday say the flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered from the doomed airliner. The aircraft crashed early Saturday as it attempted its second landing in heavy weather. All 62 people on board were killed. Officials hope the recordings could help make clear what happened in the moments leading up to the crash. Investigators combed the tarmac Saturday in a snowstorm as pieces of the shattered aircraft lay all around them. Families of those on board gathered at the airport, many leaving flowers, stuffed animals, or other expressions of grief. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.